Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome here to the third hour of our Super Bowl Sunday Go Seahawks edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. You want to see Penny, the Doberman tree retriever, the Doberman pincher that won Westminster Best in Show. Picture of her in the story up there. And all kinds of great wildlife and bird education and fun stuff. A lot of stuff I didn't know with these sites that I've found. So you can get all of that information there. And hey, it is our last hour today, and it is the second Sunday of February. And it would seem that spring is sort of springing. And I don't know if we're going to have any winter or not. It would be nice if we could get some snowpack. Otherwise, I think we're going to be in trouble the summer, you know, in a drought situation. So we could use some snow in the mountains, but certainly seems pretty warm out. I thought they said it was going to get really cold today, but it's not happened up here yet anyway. Linda Rasmussen is here. David Brown is filling in for Nathan because Nathan is back celebrating his niece's birthdays. And David inadvertently figured something out for us that probably wouldn't have happened if he wasn't filling in. So it's a good thing.
Just experimenting.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. The music bed, it feels like the right, with the volume right, I think it just feels really good to me. So, y'all, if there's any of you out there that would like free remote treatments for you and your animal friends, Linda Rasmussen is here, and phone lines are open. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. And of a special request, I forgot to remind you before we did Love Train, but I spent some of my time sending the energy during the Love Train to our Olympic team, downhill gal, Lindsay Vaughn, because I don't know the details, but the headline today was Lindsay Vaughn crashes seconds into downhill run, airlifted by helicopter out. There's the picture then of her being airlifted out, you know, and all of that. So I have no idea how she's doing and what's going on. David, do you have an update on?
Well, not more of an update, but were you aware she was trying to do that while her ACL was already torn in her knee?
That's right. She already had an injury, but she thought she was good enough to ski.
Yeah, well, I guess trying to turn on that knee, and it probably gave way again, and
darn it,
down she went.
Gosh, well, I think we all could send prayers for her highest good and you know, healing on the highest level for the highest good and all of that would be a good thing.
But on the flip side, her teammate, Breezy Johnson, won the gold medal.
Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations for the gold medal, and that's wonderful. But let's hope that whatever you know happened as a result of the crash, that it's not a big deal and she will recover easily, and that all is well. So it was good to do all of that. And at this point, if you guys want a remote treatment, you got to call in soon so we can get you on the air. But since the phone is not ringing, we get to get back to our discussion. So Linda Rasmussen is here, and Linda, by trade, what we call you a best practitioner.
Yep.
And best stands for a bioenergetic synchronization technique.
That's correct.
And we were, you know, when I explain it to, you know, clients and so forth, you know, I say that you don't treat or diagnose. This is where we left off in the discussion. Mm-hmm. I was saying you don't treat or diagnose, but then I say you tune into the physical body, and then you get the mind busy and tune into the physical body, and that tells you what to do. But then you were correcting me and saying that's not really what you were. Will you please pick up where you left off and explain to me what? You know, what's really going on here?
Yeah, I think what I was trying to explain was that the inquiry I'm making is not of the physical body. It's of the innate intelligence that each one of us has within us. And it's a non-conscious part of us. So that, and the reason that's helpful, among other things, is that conscious mind involves our ego and is kind of can create quite a bit of a barrier and misunderstanding because of its nature, which is to create stories and rationales. And that's not helpful when we're trying to find things that are getting in the way of the balance and flow of energy within our body and in our field. Those stories actually many times are the barriers. So we really want to make an inquiry that can guide us to the cause of the imbalance that's in priority to be released. And so I'm doing that silently when I work with people, as people have noticed on the air. You don't hear me asking anything. But the information that I'm giving people, like the word and the number, that's coming from their innate intelligence as an answer to my inquiry. So some people ask me how I can know this about people, and I want to say I don't know it. It is the knowledge of the person.
So you're getting that from their higher self or subconscious energy.
Yeah.
That makes so a lot of times then people say, well, because the bottom line is you really don't need to know what's going on with the human and their animal.
No.
Because you can get to it in other ways.
Right.
But, you know, for radio, we got to have something to talk about.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
And we want everybody to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's why we talk about what's going on with the human, what's going on with the animal, so we all can feel a part of this and understand. Okay.
Yes.
But I think we've also learned something as we do the radio this way, because, you know, it's not like you got a client and you're doing the whole session and we do this very quickly. what I think I've found out here is that having a little discussion to start with about what's going on with the human and animal, I think that helps you, Linda, better direct what you ask of the person or have them think about or whatever, because you can kind of direct the energy depending on what you have the human think about or focus on.
Yes.
Is that a correct statement?
Yeah. And again, it's not me thinking of that. It's me getting that from them. Yeah.
Right. Right. But knowing kind of what's going on allows you to ask or ask the right questions or think about the right thing that can target the energy better.
It can make the inquiry more efficient. You know, I mean, we will always get to where we need to go, but if you can ask one question instead of 10, that might be good.
Yeah, well, and for example, if someone called in like Jude, you know, that really wants a bonding session for the animals. Well, if she didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
And you just started with, you know, whatever. Well, there might be something else going on in her world that really in her, you know, subconscious or higher self takes priority over the bonding, and that might get dealt with.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it just is a easier way to kind of direct it for specific purposes here on the radio.
Yes. And the other thing I think is really helpful that you said she wanted this bonding experience. One of the other things that's helpful for these sessions is if people have an intention for themselves or their life or their relationships, that's very helpful. Because it organizes our energy toward that intention. And so that is a super helpful thing that people who are coming to a BEST session to have an intention for themselves, because that is them organizing their energy toward their, you know, highest idea of themselves.
All right. All right. So once again, it's important to know that Linda doesn't treat or, you know, or diagnose. She tunes into the higher consciousness energetically of the human you're working with. And that's where you're getting the information as to what to do is actually coming from the person that you're working with at the moment. So that makes it more understandable, I think. But there's other stuff, I think, going on just besides the BEST, you know, because I always say BEST, bioenergetic synchronization technique, and energy codes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Have we ever talked about energy codes? I don't even think I know what that's all about.
Oh, okay.
So, well, no, wait a minute. So time out, time out. I'm looking at the time. It is the last hour, so we have to stay on time. So I'm thinking, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers, and then you can figure out what you're going to tell us about energy. Because I want to know, what the heck is this energy codes business? Because it doesn't seem to come up when we're, you know, anyway. So I think we need some explanation, Linda.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to get educated about energy codes and other things involved here. And if you would like a remote treatment, now would be the time to pick up your phone, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Yeah, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Once again, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then we did hear from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins on the planet. The NuPro supplement for dogs, it comes in the gold formula, which focuses on just general health and well-being and skin and coat. And then it has the hip and joint formula that adds glucosamine and chondroitin. But it's a powder you put in the food, makes a gravy, and it's really tasty. And I use it for picky dogs. Well, I started to tell you my latest NuPro success story last hour, but then Jude called in because it relates to Jude. And I was going to do it then, and I forgot. So now I'm going to tell you. So anyway, another NuPro success story, because, you know, with all that's been going on in Jude's life with Shanti and then losing Moon Pie, Moon Pie went off her feed and all of that when, you know, she got so sick and was dying. Well, that threw Shanti, the dog, off. And so then Moon Pie's gone, and there's all the grieving and a lot of stuff, a lot of energy going on. Well, then Shanti started going off her feed a bit. And you know, there wasn't anything really wrong with her, but, you know, she wasn't eating well. And sometimes with interest, sometimes interested, sometimes not. And all that. Excuse me. Anyway, I thought, well, she's never tried Nupro with Shanti. And she hasn't had a reason to put her on it. Anyway, so I have, because Janice from Nupro always sends me lots of samples. So I took a bunch of samples in a bag down 2 weeks ago and said, well, why don't you just put a little bit in her food and see, because she wasn't able to settle on anything that Shanti was really getting excited about and all of that. It was just an issue. Well, Nupro to the rescue, folks, because she didn't have to put hardly any in at all. And Shanti said, oh, I love it. Okay, so Shanti has been gobbling her food and cleaning the bowl and not leaving anything behind and no pickiness since Jude started adding the Nupro. So if you have picky dogs, picky eaters, you can't get them to, you know, eat well. You know, they're feast and famine models. Digestive systems are not designed to be grazers and eat all the time. You want them to get excited their food so the saliva starts. That's important in the digestive process. And you want them to gobble it all down. You know, because in the dog world, the wolf world, they hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. So you'll want them to eat it up. But, you know, if some dogs won't just eat dry food and you have to doctor it and put stuff in. If you got a vacuum cleaner, then you get a slow feeder bowl. You got to slow them down so you don't have an issue. But the Nupro can be wonderful for those picky dogs. And just thought I'd let you know, worked with Shanti. So there you go. All righty. So looks like, Linda, the phones have remained quiet so we can get back to our discussion. And I don't know. It might be me. It might be my memory and the fact that I'm not sure what day or week or month it is. I'm working so much in my body. It's taking a long time to get used to working again and being this active. But I don't remember us ever really having a discussion about energy codes. So
yeah, it might have been very long ago. But
it could have been so long. But anyway, I don't remember it. So yeah. Could you fill us in on what the heck does that mean?
Yeah. So I think I mentioned a little earlier when we were talking that Dr. Sue Mortar took her father's work and she took it in a new direction. She was working on that while he was still alive and he was very excited about it. And then he passed. And
because her father was the creator of BEST.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so she, as I mentioned, had created a form of BEST treatment called Spiritual BEST, which was really addressing balancing the energy of the body in the field with breath work and focus on the different chakras, which are these energy centers within the body and outside the body within the field. And so she just continued, and she'd had some really big awakenings of her own energetically. And she wrote a book called The Energy Codes in 2019 and started to teach the energy codes. And I became an energy codes facilitator, which meant that I can do levels of facilitating people's understanding of the energy codes. And it certainly changed my relationship to the work even more. It's about learning how to balance our own energy with breath and really working to bring the actual feelings that we have into our body. Because most of us are living from the neck up.
Yep.
We're just in our head.
Yep.
We have no idea. The only time people notice their body is if something's going terribly wrong or they're really hungry or, you know, something, they really have to pee, something like that. Then they notice their body.
Yeah. And we don't know. We are not taught how to deal with emotional energy, particularly the negative emotional energy.
Right.
We tend to stuff and suppress it, and it is, and it stays in your body. But so when you're only living in your head, it's because you don't want to deal with that stuff.
Well, and it's again, the conscious mind is really pretty full of itself and its importance and brilliance. And so the idea of something being valuable that's not just being processed in conscious mind is a tough concept for the brain itself. And so what we have to do is get our brain to help us. And we do that by having the brain notice our body.
Uh-huh.
Because we have all this sensory information available in the body, but we have to train ourselves to look there. And so if I get, say, angry, I know I'm angry because I'm having that feeling. But another part of this is to notice, is there some part of my body where this is really, I think this anger is like manifesting, like I have a cramp or I feel sick or I'm burning or whatever it is. And then to use our awareness and our breath, not to push that feeling away, but to actually pull it further inside for complete processing, because the body is the place that we can process emotions. We can't do it in our head. We have to do it in the body. And so this is about embodying our experience as humans and our feelings. And that is a really wonderful and strengthening thing to be able to do. So the energy codes is really about people learning how to do their own noticing and observing, and then using, there's like seven different breaths that you can utilize to process energy in the body. And that combined with best treatment is amazing, because that means that people learn how to do things for themselves and have greater awareness of themselves. And it can really take long-standing problems and really accelerate how quickly people are able to move from a state of, say, anxiety or upset into a place of calm, and that they actually can have these techniques for themselves. And so that's part of my work, is teaching people, you know, they use the affirmation, and every time they've seen me, I give them, you know, the mortar march, or there's another pose now called the empower step to use, and then a breath to use. And those things are tools that the person is using when they're not with me to keep going toward their balance and their intended, you know, goals for themselves.
Okay. And I think because it's radio and we have to, you know, doing things quickly here, it's not like you working with a client privately.
Yeah.
But when you do work with someone privately, you have more time, so you can do these extra things.
Yes.
I'm real intrigued. I wrote down this empower step because I'm very familiar with the mortar march, and I do it several times a day and have been in all the years since you know, starting to work with Nels and then eventually you. So I've been doing, you know, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
How amazing it is to bring you into a balance.
Yes.
And can help with specific things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
can I say something really quickly about the mortar march? So we were talking about headaches earlier.
Yeah. I was just going to mention that. So we're out. Go ahead.
So, when prismatic light shows up, a lot of people who have headaches recognize these prisms that kind of show up in their vision.
My friend calls them frizzies, so I started calling them that too.
Yeah.
But it's a weird thing you see in the periphery of your vision if you get migraine stuff.
Yeah, and it can get so big you can obliterate your vision.
Right, it obliterates your, your vision can completely go as you're going into the migraine cycle.
And usually when you have those, there's no pain or anything. It's just this really weird visual experience.
Right, right. Takes a while for the pain to come.
But the thing is, it is a precursor indicator that something is needing attention. And so the mortar march can be used as soon as you sort of get that, oh, wow, look, there's those little things in my eyes, you can get up and do several sets of the mortar march. And within 20, 30 minutes, those prisms are gone and you never get the headache that you thought was coming. Because that's like a little indicator light that might come on your dashboard that says, you know, you need to take care of this, which just means get yourself back into balance. And that's what the mortar march does, is it is a neurological upgrade and rebalancing in a very short period of time.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with that, of course, because, you know, I've been doing the mortar march, but I also have had migraines on and off since I was a teenager. Mine started in puberty. It is hormonally based, I think. And so, but anyway, I have a lot more understanding now, but I have, since working with Linda, I found out about this connection between, you know, headaches and the best and mortar march and stuff. And Linda told me that technique. So I know if I get those frizzy things, and it starts with me, that the first thing I do is get up and do the mortar march. And she's right. It works. And it's quite amazing. And I find it's really, because I do it, last thing at night, you know, before I get into bed. I do it first thing in the morning. And then another time, I do it outside, when I go out with Robbie, you know, and sometimes I go to start the mortar march and it's actually a position, kind of a position that you hold. And sometimes I, you know, I'm really shaky and I'm, you know, but as seeing it really straightens out your balance, right? It's a really good thing for older people and balance, I think, because it really makes a difference for me.
Yeah, it's an excellent balance exercise. I had a retired nurse come into my practice, and she, among other things, said that she had really bad balance, and that was concerning her. And I said, well, do this exercise, and you will notice a difference. And it was so great. The next time she came back, which was probably about 10 days to 2 weeks, she said, I don't have a balance problem anymore. She just did it, you know, twice a day, several times a day, and completely corrected what she thought was like a problem she was going to have to live with. So I felt really happy and excited that she could just do that for herself.
Yeah, I find the mortar march really, really great for balancing and all of that. But I also, I do something else for the balance business, and I'm going to share it now because I haven't, I don't think. But you get older, and there's something about getting older, and man, you have trouble with balance. And, you know, how many stories do you hear of all the older folks falling over and breaking hips, or how, you know, and that's probably the most common thing, you know, is balance issues and tipping over and falling over. Well, when I first started to notice it, Linda, so it was when I would get into the shower and I'd start taking my shower. And, you know, if you're taking a shower and you're under the water, you close your eyes sometimes. Well, when I first noticed it is when I was in the shower, if I closed my eyes, all of a sudden I'd start tipping over. I was like, what the heck is that all about? But it, you know, it was kind of disturbing. Because, you know, you close your eyes or something, it bounce. And then if I had to lift up a leg on one or the other, I'd start to tip over. And I'm going to be one of those old ladies that falls over. And so, anyway, now at that point, you know, I'm already doing mortar marching and stuff wasn't as serious as I could be. And I've cleaned on that. But what I started doing, which has solved my problem completely, was I used my mind and affirmations. Okay. Remember, what am I preaching at everybody all the time? Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And whether you believe what you're saying to yourself or not, you repeat it enough, your brain will get it. Okay. So what I started doing is as soon as I stepped into the shower, I'm saying out loud or in my mind anymore, it's in my mind, but I will say, eyes opened or closed, I have great balance. Eyes opened or closed, I have great balance. Eyes open or closed, I have great balance. And then I switch on one leg or two. I have great balance on one leg or two. Anyway, so I'm taking my shower and I'm on one leg or two, or my eyes opened or closed. Now, I don't do it much at all, hardly, when I shower now, because my balance is good, but I always do a little bit as I'm getting in. It's my habit now. And if I feel a little anywhere, I use the balance affirmation. So if you combine the balance affirmation with the mortar march, whoa, watch out. Because, boy, it's amazing.
Yes.
But if I'd share one thing with all the old folks out there, it's master, you know, learn, go to Linda, get your, you know, and learn the mortar march and do the affirmations about balance, and you'll save yourself broken hips and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you mentioned doing the affirmation with the mortar march, because that is very critical to really taking that.
Well, and that's true. See, when I have a private session with you, you give me an affirmation like you do to our listeners. Well, then unless I have something else I need to work on, when I do my mortar march, I'm doing the affirmation in my mind that you've given me.
Yes. And the reason that that's so effective at that time is because part of the mortar march is holding our breath while we're in that pose.
Right.
And holding the breath really focuses the attention of the brain on whatever is in the brain. And so we want it to be something that we want, like good balance, great balance. And so that's part of it, is really amplifying the energy of that affirmation through that pose. And so that's a really perfect way to use these affirmations.
Yeah, and I've added another one. Now I start with the affirmation that you give me. And then I've added, you know, Dr. Nels still does his newsletter, and every month, you know, comes out with a new newsletter. His affirmation from last month, January, just blew my socks off. And I didn't like reading what he said. I knew it was, you know, true, but I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't feel good when I did the affirmation. It's that I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to do it, all of that. But see, I've already learned in my life that if I'm resistant to something and don't want to do it, I need to do it. Because that's the red flag that says, okay, there's a block here, there's something here that needs to move. You need to do it. So I forced myself to do it, because this year is a year of transforming and creating. And what do you want to do for the rest of your life and all of that? And combine that with my age and everything. And I got all kinds of stuff going on, you know, and really that I didn't prepare really well. And I don't know. And it's all too scary. And I didn't want to look at anything or deal. Okay. But for a while doing that affirmation, all I'd see was black and icky, and then all of a sudden a little light started coming in, and then a little more light. Well, and then all of a sudden it was like I'm craving this affirmation. I had to do it all the time. Well, I think that's part of what opened the floodgates and got my all of this flowing, because part of what I need to work. Now, I will always work. I'll never retire because I love what I do. It's me. It's my passion and all of that. But, you know, as you get older, you can't work as much and do as much. And so I wasn't necessarily doing as much. And I had concern. Can I work as much as I need to support myself and, you know, and yada, yada, yada. Well, all of that. And so I think I was just blocking myself because I had this fear I wasn't acknowledging about the unknown and the future and how am I going to do this or that or all that. Well, now that I'm doing this affirmation, I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I love it now. I'm doing it all. And by golly, I'm able to now look at things and talk to people about the issues and what can I do and how can I do it. You know, business has exploded. And yeah, my body's complaining on all of that. But I got Linda to help me. And and I got Dr. Nels to help the animals because they're all processing my stuff. And but I'm handling it and it's working. And I'm just trusting that I'll be able, you know, and it's working and everything's... But affirmations, I just think we're only beginning to realize how powerfully creative and control we are with our minds. And once we master that, it makes a huge, huge difference. So you can add with the mortar march, you can add an affirmation for whatever it is you're working on.
Well, you should add it.
And you should add it.
You should not do the mortar march without an affirmation.
Without an affirmation. Okay. Because, so now I'm doing more than one set because I do your affirmation. Okay. And then I do Nell's affirmation. And but I also am realizing too, talking to you, I've got to be more focused on doing the mortar march properly.
Yes. Yes.
Because there are some details, and I think if you're not doing it properly, you're probably not getting the full benefit.
That's so correct.
Yeah. I need to clean myself up with that. All right, anybody wants a free remote treatment with Linda for you and or your animal friends? Now's your last call because we're going to take care of advertisers. We could take a call when we come back. Otherwise, we'll just continue our discussion. But if you would like a treatment, pick up the phone now. Local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are now winding down the last hour of our Go Seahawks edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard once again from our premier sound healer, chiropractor, and acupuncturist, but specializes in the acutonics, of course, and which I personally feel is more powerful than acupressure or acupuncture on its own. Jude is available. She's in the Shoreline area, Whispering Dragon Center's in her home now, so easy access and parking. She's got room for new clients and would love to see you. And I'm specifically saying this now because Jude's another part of me getting my migraine situation in balance. Because what she learned about me, or what I learned with her, is that when I go into this migraine stuff, it's because my occiput, which is, I think, a little bone or something in the back of your skull, gets shifted out of place. And when it's shifted, then I get full-blown all the way through migraine stuff. So if you are a migraine person, have them all the time, all of the best and the energy codes and learning the mortar and all that stuff would be good. But I'd also suggest you get Jude to check you out, especially when you're having issues, to make sure that you don't have a similar situation, that your occiput is shifted out or something, because it's a real easy adjustment for her to, you know, put it back in. But she checks that every time she works on me to make sure that it stays balanced. And as long as I keep my occiput in, see, then I'm good. If I start getting those signs, you know, I get to do the mortar march, you know, or some forks, and I'm good. It goes away. So there's reason for all of the healers here we talk about, you know, on our energy workers here on Animal World. And Jude is certainly one of them. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you want to see what she looks like, you can, you know, go to her website and so forth, and you can see her doing treatments with the gongs and the forks and stuff, or go to Meow Cat Rescue and see the picture of Jude with her new kitty. Kitty's name has been changed. She's Bodhi now, for the Bodhi tree. And anyway, so check that out. And Natasha Venter. Natasha will be here next week. Next week is our, you know, behavior training and healing questions with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha. So hope you can join us and plan to call in with your questions for either one of us or a personal reading with Natasha. But in the meantime, you can check Natasha out. Her website is intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, V-E-N-T-E-R. Natasha Venter IC, the letters I and C for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC, that's her YouTube channel. She continues to do her podcast weekly at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. So you find that on the podcast. And then she's got thousands of things up there, you know, little snippets of things to help you on her YouTube channel if you'd like to check them out. And she's also available for private readings. So you can just call her if you like at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then. That catches us all up with everything. And, we didn't get any takers on a last-minute remote session or anything. Oh. That leaves us time. Yeah. Okay. So, remember, early on, I almost spaced it. But Linda and I had a great idea before the show. Was everything is such upheaval and all of that, and a way to kind of bring some really good feelings to us and help us. So Linda, you're gonna you've got a little ritual thing you're gonna do for us to help us feel better, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those universal bioenergetic synchronizations. And so what I'm going to invite everyone who's listening who wants to participate to do is to think about either a current animal friend, animal companion that's in your life. And I invite you to think about when you first met your friend, your animal friend, or when they did something that you just knew this was love between you and your animal friend. Going to give you a moment to just envision that. And you can also do this for an animal friend that's no longer with you, bringing them into your mind, into your heart. It will be very helpful if you can feel your heart as you think about meeting this little friend, this little companion for life and beyond life. And now I'm going to ask you to just gently set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility. Tranquility and the number one. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up and to the right, just rolling your closed eyes up and to the right, tranquility, one. And taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding this breath in just as long as it's comfortable to do so. And when it's not, just exhaling that breath and then getting another breath and holding it, tranquility, one. And I'm making some contacts above your eyes, just gently connecting on the forehead. Tranquility one. Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head down, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your neck and shoulders, and then letting yourself bring that memory of that wonderful pet, animal, companion, friend, however you think of this little being and yourself and your relationship, and bring that into your heart. And then we know this is complete, and we accept the affirmation that I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility and for this being in my life.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility and for this being in my life. Ooh, I like that. So that's something we can go back to, that energy, can't we, Linda? Whenever we need a little to change the energy in our heart and feeling better and loving. And what a great way to remember getting your animal friends. Oh, so I'm all teared up because, boy, did I have a wonderful reunion with getting all my babies. Ah, that was really nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I don't know, David had to stay focused, but could remember getting out, wondering his family. They have this wonderful Basset Hound, Daisy.
Who is going to be 3 years old on March 1st.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to Daisy. Now, is she able to like go to college with your daughter when she's there and all of that? Or is she still mostly mom and dad taking care of her?
She's mostly mom and dad. Jess is, you know, she's a music major, so she's just a lot busier than she first thought. That's all.
Yeah,
because originally they got the puppy because they thought, well, you know, Jess, the daughter, needed companionship off at college. So Aunt Martha was hired to come down and educate for all. And first thing I said was, hello. Your daughter can't go to college and raise a puppy at the same time. That just doesn't work.
No.
So, but the good news is that David and his wife and that they've got a great close family and they've covered all the bases and so Daisy gets to go over and visit and back and forth. But they had to grow her up before she could stay over there. And I think for a while she took her over to college.
For a little while.
Now she's gotten too busy with her music. You said.
Yeah, too much music classes, all that fun stuff, rehearsals, performances.
But Daisy continues to be the perfect Basset Hound?
Oh, yeah. She's absolutely perfect.
All right. So you can remember getting that little cutie pie. Anyway, that was a wonderful little ritual and a great thing that we can take ourselves to.
Yep.
All righty. So, all right, you guys. It's a big rest of the day. And I'm going to be getting on the phone, doing the phone consultations I need to do quickly and get Sunday chores done. Because I, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to watch the whole Super Bowl and the commercials and halftime and everything and root on the, now the only problem is going to be if it turns out being a bad, not a good game or they're not doing bad, then sometimes I think it's my fault and I have to not watch because they do better. But hopefully, I'm just hoping we got the energy is wonderful and the 12s are all there. And I didn't tell you, the clients I saw yesterday, I was working with them and the husband was really nervous and getting things going. And then he said, and I said, well, do you have to leave? And he says, yeah, I got to leave at 5 o'clock. But you know, the rest of the family, you can continue. And he said, cuz I got to go get on a plane. He says, I'm going to the Super Bowl. Well, I was just shocked, you know, because they say on tickets are like $5,000.
Oh,
you
know? I know.
So I think I looked so shocked when he said, I'm going to the Super Bowl. He said, oh, but it's free. I'm going free. And then apparently I had a friend whose company bought one of the suites down there before it was ever used for the Rose Bowl and all of that. So, and he showed me on his phone his ticket free for the Super Bowl. And he said, so he got to fly down last night for the Super Bowl today and is going to be in the best suite in the stadium. So how cool is that? So I'm kind of tagging on to Raj's shirt tails as he's down there in the best suite in the house watching the Super Bowl. But so I sort of got connected to this anyway, but it was really fun hearing that somebody I know is actually going to be there. So anyway, let's root on the Seahawks. Linda, thank you so much. Oh, and music. Who's our music guy?
Oh, our music guy. We're thanking Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com.
So thank you for the music bed. Thank you, David, for getting the volume right. And let's all root on the Seahawks. Be here for me and Natasha next week. Hope you'll call in with your questions and all of that good stuff for a personal reading with Natasha. And maybe she can tell us if winter's going to happen or not. We'll have to see. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you next week. Go Hawks!